Kieran Cuff, we've been listening now here in the European Parliament to the debate about Brexit, and at the very beginning of it, both Jean-Claude Juncker and Michel Barnier stressed that nothing had happened really following the meetings with Johnson, that Boris Johnson didn't come up with any new proposals. Jean-Claude Juncker actually said that, you know, a no-deal Brexit is palpable. You yourself, during that debate, talked about maybe the need for another referendum in Northern Ireland. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this was a suggestion that came from my colleagues, Councillor Vincent Martin, and indeed Claire Bailey, MLA, in the north of Ireland, two Green colleagues, who suggested a confirmatory vote for those who live in Northern Ireland. So let the UK exit the backstop whenever they want, but first put a question to the people of Northern Ireland. Do you want the best of both worlds in a free trade area or the UK only? Because that's the reality of what Brexit means. It's hugely challenging and you fall off a cliff at the end of October. So I think the people of Northern Ireland, particularly because of the Good Friday Agreement, because of the unique position of the North within the UK, they should be asked again, look, which option do you want?
And when do you envisage that referendum taking place? Because October the 31st is coming down the tracks very quickly. Boris Johnson has said he's going to take the UK out of the EU one way or another. So do they have that beforehand, or is it after effectively the UK leaves?
I think realistically it could only happen in the event of an extension to Article 50, because you know it's a very short time, 6 weeks till the end of October, so probably not enough time to organise that in the interim.
What do you make of these conflicting messages now from Boris Johnson? On the one hand, and Jean-Claude Juncker repeated this, he told him he wants an agreement. But on the other, he is going to take the UK out of the EU by October the 31st, deal or no deal, despite the new law in the UK that apparently should prohibit him from doing that.
I would have thought so. You can really sense this palpable air of frustration coming from Michel Barnier. He came in and spoke with our own group, the Green Group, for an hour yesterday evening. And he said, look, we are awaiting a document from the UK. We're not getting that document. So it's smoke and mirrors. And that may have worked when Boris Johnson was debating at Eton, but it doesn't work when you're the leader of a sovereign state. You've got to put something of substance on the table. And I think, in a sense, Boris Johnson is cornered by the binding resolution of the Houses of Parliament. I think he will have to seek an extension, or else he'll be in conflict with what the Westminster is saying. And above all, and in addition to that, we have the Supreme Court ruling, and we'll see how that goes.
But what would happen if he sticks to what he's saying and that he's going to take the UK out of the EU, and that's what he's going to tell the EU coming up to October the 31st, despite the new laws, despite potentially the Supreme Court finding against the prorogation?
I think it's a crisis of democracy in the UK. I think it's a time for calm heads. Here in the European Parliament, there was strong voices on all sides this morning. The Nigel Farage was playing to the gallery with his own form of rhetoric. But I think against him, there was a lot of people simply saying, look, we need the voice of reason. We need to be very calm as we approach the coming months. And it could well be that the UK would leave, and having left, realise the consequences of their actions and wish to come back under a different Prime Minister in a year or several years' time. There are so many unknowns in this discussion. It's very hard to predict even what's going to happen next week.
As you know, of course, back home, people have been calling on the government to give more clarity on the preparations now, and particularly what's going to happen between the border of Northern Ireland and the Republic in the event of a no-deal Brexit. And indeed, the Finnish minister during that debate, Minister for European Affairs, to the MEPs, that debate there, she talked about the need for preparedness as well. What do you think the government should be doing now, as you say, it's only 6 weeks to the October 31st deadline, in terms of really much greater clarity on what we're going to do with the potential hard border between the two regions in Ireland?
It's a bit of a dilemma for the Irish government that they don't want to show their hand. But clearly there has been a huge amount of work putting into preparing for a crash out at the end of October. I know from having been a member of a local authority that our transport officials, other members of staff have spent the last 2 years preparing for, look, what happens if you have 500 trucks that can't move out of Dublin? Where do you put them? So they've been working with their colleagues in Meath and other counties to work out some of the practical implications. And of course, you've the Gardaí involved in how they manage this. But I know it would be hugely consuming of resources in both the Defence Forces, on Garda the Síochána, Customs and Excise. It would consume resources that could be better placed elsewhere. And indeed, we even heard the Irish government say last week that they cannot take the amount of climate action they wish to take because resources are going into dealing with Brexit.